And what do you think it is about Mumia's case in particular that causes such a fanatical reaction?
I think what has happened is this, that the level of fanaticism to Mumia's case is a reaction to the level of support that he has received internationally. The police, because of what they do, the illegalities, the brutalities that they do, receive a lot of criticism, and that criticism is justifiable. Criticism is directed at the whole U.S. criminal justice system because of its acquiescence, if not aiding and abetting, of these improprieties committed by police. So the police are taking it, you know, on the chin all the time. Well, this is the case that they have decided that they're going to dig in on. And thus, you get all of this this outrage about Mumia. He's not the only person that shot and killed a police officer in the United States, or allegedly shot and killed a police officer. He's not the only person who was arrested in 1981 for shooting a police officer. There were at least three police officers shot and killed in 1981. Do you know about that?
Most people don't. You've been doing research on that in Philadelphia, right? And it was a black police officer. There were two black police officers that were killed, right? And that's. Do you feel that the FOP's behavior is racially motivated?
It is racially motivated, and it has always been racially motivated. And this is one of the more outrageous aspects about it, because that organization is racist. Listen, when I first started, I became a reporter in the city of Philadelphia full time in 1975, in October of 1975. One of the first, what I considered, big stories that I covered was a protest out in front of the FOP by members of the Black Police Officers Organization, the Guardian Civic League. Some of the people who participated in that demonstration are now State Representative Harold James, who was a police officer at the time, and also the current sheriff of the city of Philadelphia, John Green, who was a police officer at the time. Why were they out in front of the FOP protesting? Because there is a bar in the basement of the FOP, and invariably, any time black police officers, including black police officers who were down there with their wives, they would get racist treatment, and they were protesting against that. And that type of racism doesn't end. Do a lot of police officers find themselves getting bad treatment from the department in a bureaucratic way? Yes, they do. Who are the ones that the FOP stands up for? Invariably, it's white police officers. Let me give you an example. A couple of years ago, within the last 2 years, the FOP made some public statements about the unfairness of the police departments in terms of their refusal to allow a man named Gene Fleming, a police officer named Gene Fleming, to move up to become a detective. Gene Fleming has cost the city of Philadelphia over $1 million in legal settlements because of police brutality. Just a year and a half before this whole imbroglio about him being promoted to detective, the city had to pay out $750,000 because this guy beat up a man at the airport without provocation. So here's the FOP standing up for a brutal cop instead of saying, no, this is not the type of behavior that we want to put our imprimatur as an organization on. But it gets worse. Gene Fleming also beat up a former police officer in 1995, days before that police officer became a witness for the prosecution during the appeals hearing of Mumia Abu-Jamal. Gene Fleming and one of his partners on the police force beat the stuffings out of a guy named Gary Wickshaw in the hallway of Philadelphia's Criminal Justice Center. Beat him so bad that he sustained multiple injuries, and Wakeshaw subsequently sued the city for the beating, and the city gave him $60,000 for it. Now, as you know, Wakeshaw is the police officer who was involved in the Mumia Abu-Jamal case. He was the police officer who guarded Abu-Jamal from the scene on the morning of December 9th, 1981, so Abel Jamal went into surgery. He was the police officer who initially wrote a report that said the Negro male made no comment. 2 months later came out and said, oh yeah, I heard him confess. And then when the police asked him why did he initially report that the guy said nothing and then claimed that he said that he confessed, he came up with this absurd response, I didn't know a confession had any importance until today. Now, why was Wakeshaw working for the court system in 1995? Well, he was doing that in 1995 because in 1985, or actually 84, Wakeshaw almost beat a man to death in a hospital emergency room. And he was fired. He was put on trial for beating a man and almost killing him in a hospital emergency room. The judge in the case said, well, you know, I think Wakeshaw's a good guy, and since this happened in the heat of battle, and the man that he almost killed in a hospital emergency room by beating him half to death was in handcuffs. So there wasn't any battle. This man was not, fighting him or objecting to him. But the bottom line is that the judge acquitted Wakeshaw of this unjustified beating. And guess what? The FOP tried to get Wakeshaw's job back. So I ask, or, you know, I'll just raise the question, what law enforcement does the organization represent? Good lawful law enforcement or covering up for unlawful acts of brutality, many of which are tinged, if not saturated, with racism?